Oh, they play fast. You know, I think it's the biggest thing. They have a great front. If you look at their front seven, you know, it's probably one of the best that we'll face all year. Solid secondary to go behind that, and they play fast. They play as a unit. It's not the most complicated team that we'll face, you know, throughout the course of the year, but they're very good at what they do. You know, they're not going to make mental mistakes. They're not going to leave anybody open, uncovered, and they play fast. I think it's just something that you know, he doesn't, that's not what he does. You know, when we kind of started the preseason games and getting into routines, you know, that's just not what he does. And, you know, everyone has their own way of getting into it. And, you know, I don't think the deep ball is affected by that. You know, he's open. I just got to throw it out there for him. You know, that's two games in a row where he's been behind. I just got to trust it and let it rip. You know, we talked to Coach Philbin yesterday, and that's one of the things he told me. Just go out there and let it rip. You know, don't. When a guy gets that open, sometimes you kind of tense up. You don't want to overthrow him, so you end up underthrowing him. And, you know, I just got to go out there and let it rip and not overplay it.
It might sound simplistic, but maybe should overthrowing be the strategy now? Just
to
let him run?
I don't think overthrow it. Just throw it to him. Just throw it like he's covered. You know, if a guy is right on his hip, you know, you can't underthrow the ball or it's going to be intercepted. And when a guy has that much space in between him, you know, it's easy to get conservative and just try to get it to him instead of just throwing it out in front of him, let him run underneath it and score a touchdown.
So would you say that starting this game is going to be like a different approach as far as trying to get the ball?
Yeah, I think so. You know, not trying to make sorry, I'll wait. Yeah, we had a couple of other shots in the game where he got behind guys, and you know, one time I got flushed out, I got bumped and flushed out, and had to throw it to Matthews over the middle, and another time I got sacked on it. But we had a couple more opportunities where he got open, just wasn't able to get him the ball. But you got to hit the ones that are there. You know, if you only get one shot a game to get him the ball, I have to just throw it out there and let him run underneath it. That's what he's here to do. He's got the legs to run underneath it, and it's on me to just throw it out there and let him get it. Yeah, I think it's just I get conservative. You know, you see a guy, like I said, with so much space, separation between him and the defender. You know, he had 5 yards or something on the guy. You see that space, and you're thinking just get him the ball instead of just throw it out there, play football, and let it rip.
Not just Mike, but any receiver. I mean, rarely are balls absolutely perfect. How common is finding a receiver to fight hard for that ball necessarily?
Well, that's a big thing. You know, it's tough on those long throws whenever – they're having to wait on it, and the guy's catching back up. You know, that's really tough on them. That's all on the quarterback.
Ryan, the main reason that Penn has been so successful in quarterback camp, can you talk a little bit about how he's been able to experience success this season?
I don't know much about their offense or Cam Newton. I know he's a good player. He's fun to watch, but I watch the defense. I can't explain it to you. It's not an advantage. You know, we change it up enough just to keep them off guard. You know, if they try to guess one time and they're wrong, then we're going to be deep downfield on them. So, you know, it's not an issue of them keying on that. Luke's a great guy. You know, just a football player, competitor, very athletic, loves the game, great guy to be around. When I was throwing, I had broken my foot, so I missed the first part of it. Sorry, I screwed somebody's thing up. Yeah, he's a great player, and there were very many receivers there because I was later because of my foot. And Luke's out there running routes for me, you know, playing tight end. And I'm trying to tell him, hey, Luke, calm down. You know, it's not that serious. You need to spot up and catch. And he's like, no, I can run the full thing. So he's just that type of guy, that type of competitor who just wants to play the game, and he's going to go all out. You know, you see that on tape, you know, without knowing anything. If I was just watching him play, you can see a guy who just flies around, very quick to diagnose plays and see blocking schemes and fit up and make a tackle.
Where did you say you are right now in terms of your development and where you hope to have been after 26 starts?
I don't know. It's hard to put a number or any quantifying thing on that. But, you know, I'm progressing. You know, I see a lot of growth, and I just hope to continue to do that.